Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank Business, banking for good. Member FDIC.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer of the Denver Broncos. Here's the Fan Late Night with Sean Drotar.
Buffs and the Huskers will kick it off at 1:30 tomorrow. National television. It's an idea of the profile of that game. Colorado trying to win their second game under Mel Tucker. Nebraska up to 25th in the country after losing to Colorado in Lincoln last year. Chad Brown is with us, CU Buffs legend and Pac-12 network analyst. And Chad, of course, you played in more than a few of these yourself. What does it feel like to have this game back in Boulder?
You know, I think it means something to us old heads, but to the kids on campus right now up in Boulder, you know, they are, I think they try to wrap their mind around it, why this rivalry is so big and why it's so important to guys of our, you know, time frame up at CU. But I think in the end, they just can't. To them, it's another game for them. Their sights are set on Pac-12 championships, not old Big 8 rivals. But for most of the people in the stands tomorrow, for me, you know, watching while I'm, you know, finishing up my game here in Utah, it will bring back those old times. And it will bring back the rivalry that Coach McCartney created, essentially out of thin air. You know, we've seen the press conferences, better dead than red. You know, we've all heard the stories about, you know, it being the only game on the schedule in red letters. Coaches weren't allowed to drive red cars. Players couldn't wear red clothes. So we've all heard those stories. Again, I don't think it means much to those guys in the locker room now, but it certainly has meant a ton to us, and our love and passion for CU is only equaled by our hatred for Nebraska.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, I was fortunate to be at CU at the time when, at the peak of the program, but at the same time, I remember thinking if they went 1-10 and beat Nebraska, I'd be like, I'm okay with it. I mean, it was that bad, right? And, you look at it now, and I guess it is a Buffs team that is finding itself under Mel Tucker, instead just facing off against the number 25 team in the country. So what does that part mean?
Well, I think for this team, you know, they're obviously trying to fight back after a couple years of disappointment out there in Boulder, you know, after winning the Pac-12 South a few years ago and, you know, seemingly getting the program heading in the right direction, then to take the step back they have. This would be another opportunity to, you know, I guess further cement their next steps. Be a huge win for Mel Tucker in his first year to be able to pull this off. And for those guys who have been around the program and tasted some glory, this would bring, you know, that potential glory for this season into a much clearer focus.
Obviously, we remember that they won this game last year in Nebraska in an absolute thriller. But when you look at the players involved, look, Adrian Martinez is a year smarter and a year better. He's a really, really dangerous player. Judging from what you saw in the Rocky Mountain Showdown, what does CU have to do better to go ahead and get on the top of Nebraska here?
Gosh, you know, they gave up 505 yards. to CSU. So they have to do a lot better defensively. And I think for folks who saw the Nebraska game, the first game of this season, that was the worst game I've seen Nebraska play since early last year when they were on their losing streak. I had an opportunity to call their game late in the year against Iowa. They were a much better team than the Buffs beat earlier in the season. And they were a much better team than what they showed this last week of the first week of the college football season. So I expect a better team to show up. Martinez can run the football. He can throw the football. So the Buffs really need improvement at all levels of the defense, but particularly in the secondary, putting pressure on the quarterback and making plays in the secondary. They made some turnovers, which were critical. But more than that, they need to just line up defensively and be able to execute the assigned defense and, you know, do the old Bill Belichick, which is do your job.
What did you see that you, I mean, I agree the defense has to be a lot better, but what did you see that you really liked from Colorado in that showdown that you think will translate to be fair, a tougher and more robust opponent in Nebraska?
I think when you go out and play a clean football game, that gives you a tremendous chance. when you go out and you are willing to be physical, play in and play out, which is something that Coach Tucker has preached since his introductory press conference. When you can do those two things, I think you've got a shot at every ball game. Because if you're physical, you're going to knock the balls out. You're going to force fumbles. You're going to hit the quarterback and force bad throws or get strip sacks. So if you're playing with that physical mindset, that lends itself to turnovers, which were a big part of CU's win last week against the Rams. And then playing clean. No turnovers offensively, not giving up sacks, not having assignment errors, not having procedure penalties or having very few pre-snap penalties. Well, I mean, we've all seen this. When teams can't execute the basics, when they can't do the center quarterback exchange, you don't have a very good chance of winning. When in every series you line up and there's a procedure penalty or alignment penalty, now you're starting first and 15 instead of first and 10. So those kind of things that CU was able to eliminate from the game that first game out, if they can bring that here into game two, as well as some defensive improvements, then they've got a tremendous shot at winning this ball game.
That's exactly where I was going. We saw them give up a lot of big plays, both through the air and on the ground to the Rams. If you're the Buffs and if you're Mel Tucker, what are you trying to shore up, and how much can you make a difference from one week to the next?
Well, I think like all of football, the preseason part of football has changed tremendously. And a lot of teams didn't tackle full speed, maybe outside of one or two opportunities during training camp. So the tackling was poor. Missed tackles, bad angles, broken tackles by CSU Rams, which led to some of those long plays. I think from week one to week two, that's probably where we would see the most improvement for the Buffs defense, just because, you know, everyone's afraid of injuries. Everyone's really emphasizing the safe part of football, particularly in practice. But at some point, you've got to develop your toughness as a tackler. Hopefully they got some of that this week and had a chance to see where their errors were on tape against the Rams and can get that fixed up, because that would go a long, long way to them improving their defensive numbers.
I know technically last week, and we're talking with Chad Brown, a CU Buffs legend and NFL multiple-time pro bowler, about this Buffs Huskers matchup. We get it. The Buffs were technically the home team, but that was in Denver. Now Mel Tucker is back there in Folsom Field. That's the debut there, and Nebraska's coming in. How do you keep your guys kind of calm, cool, and collected for that?
Sometimes I think, you know, when coaches go on the road, they talk about how the ability to handle the environment. How do we take that energy or negative energy from that crowd and turn it into a positive energy for us? I think to your point, Sean, the Buffs have to find a way to take this big crowd that's, you know, crazy hyped up. I follow all the Buffs Twitter follows, and they're very excited. People are coming back into town, and, you know, I'm sure all the bars around Boulder are completely packed. So the crowd will be bananas. So how does Mel Tucker get his team to play within themselves? You know, they are not a team that is good enough to go out and play the first half too hyped and make all kind of mental errors. He's got to get them to center themselves some way. So that energy, you know, while it's seemingly a good thing, can be a bit of a negative if the team gets itself overhyped and too overly emotional. If you spend any time around Mel Tucker, he does not seem to be a guy who gets himself overly emotional. He seems to be a very centered, very focused man. And almost every team I've been around tends to take the mindset and some of the personality from the head coach, and that filters its way through the entire team. So if the Buffs can play with his demeanor in these big moments, I think they'll be okay.
He is Chad Brown. You can catch him on the call in Utah. Which game are you on this week?
I've got the Utah Utes versus the Northern Illinois Huskies. So the rematch from last year, Northern Illinois made it a close game. But Utah is probably a top 15 team. Actually, they're number 13 in the country right now. Probably the favorite to win the Pac-12 South, and in some rankings, the favorite to win the Pac-12 overall. So this is probably a nationally ranked team that will, you know, go into the Pac-12 schedule, probably somewhere in the top 10 in the country. It should be a good game tomorrow, but I think Utah's a deeper, more talented team, and we'll find a way to get it done.
Well, have fun with that. Everyone in Boulder will miss you not being there for a good reunion, but thank you for the time tonight, Chad. Really appreciate it.
Always fun to be on with you, Sean.
Chad Brown with us, obviously keeping an eye on that Buffs game, even though he'll be working somewhere else. An enormous opportunity for the CU Buffs to make some noise. You knock off a top 25 team, you do it like Nebraska, you build that rivalry back up. Hey, we're talking about something that could be pretty interesting. Interesting start could be afoot up at CU, but they have to get it done against a very tough Nebraska team tomorrow. Well, time's coming. Broncos play on Monday night. We'll have a prediction for you next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.